everyone. We are on the bottom of page 34, moving on to page 35 today. We are up to Simon Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Yud. We discussed earlier on the Mishnah and Maseches Gittin that tells us that you have to call the Kohen for the first Aliyah, and we know based on the Gemara they can't be Mochel on this Kavod, and then after comes the Levi, and then afterwards comes the Yisrael. And afterwards comes the Yisrael. The Gemara and Gittin on Lamed Tes once again tells us, what about the rest of the Aliyahs? We know it's Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, the first three Aliyahs, and that helps us for Monday, Thursday, Mincha, and Shabbos. But what about on Shabbos, Cholamoid, all the times when you have other Aliyahs, are you allowed to call Kohen Aliyah? So let's move everything that we know from our minds, because we know practically what we do, but let's see how we get there and what is Halacha L'maaseh. The Gemara tells us that Ein Kohen Kohen Acher Kohen, but Ein Kohen Levi Acher Levi. You're not a Kohen, Kohen after Kohen, and not a Levi after a Levi. So that we know you can't call two Kohanim in a row, okay, and last we said there's no Levi, obviously, but what about the Charlies? Are you allowed to put in? So the Beis Yosef quotes Rav, I believe, one of the Gaonim. He's quoting one of the Gaonim that tells us that after you call Kohen Levi Yisrael, then basically, as long as you keep on this order, Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can now start that order again. Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. So you could really call many Kohanim so long as after you call up Yisrael, then you could do a Kohen again, then Levi, and then Yisrael. Even more than this is Mashma from the Torah, quoting Rav Amram Gaon, it's Mashma that after you do Kohen Levi Yisrael, basically it's free game. And you can call up any you want, the rest of the Aliyahs, you can go ahead and call anyone you want. Okay, that is now, we can understand at least the Shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, Nagu likros Kohen Acher Kohen behesek Yisrael beinam. He says, Nogin call Kohen Acher Kohen, you call it Kohen Acher Kohen. Okay, what I said, the Torah B'Shem, the Rav Amram, that is only mutter if you have a Yisrael between. You can't have two Kohanim in a row, like the Gemara tells you, ain't Kohen, Kohen Acher Kohen. However, so long as you have a Yisrael, one Yisrael in between, then it's going to be fine. So the Mechaber Paskins over here, seemingly like the Shita, Nogin likros Kohen Acher Kohen behesek Yisrael beinam. So long as you have a Yisrael in between them, you could call up another Kohen and Hu Adin by a Levi. V'omer Achazin k'shekor l'sheni afal pishu Kohen. When he calls up the second Kohen, if he calls up the second Kohen, so he doesn't say Yamadah a Kohen. He says afal pishu Kohen, because not the Kohen Aliyah, but nevertheless, since he has the Yisrael, he's already done Kohen Levi Yisrael. Now he could call up another Kohen. So he calls Yamod Yaakov ben Avram afal pishu Kohen. Okay, that's how we call him. Ukiyotza bezen noagim Levi achar Levi. The same thing. If he wants to call up another Levi, so long as he has Yisrael in between, or a Kohen in between for the Levi's aspect, then you could call up another Levi. And you call up Yamod Yitzhak ben Dovin afal pishu Levi. Okay, so the same thing over here. The Mechaber seems to be passing over here like the most makel sheet of the Torah B'Shem of Amram Gaon, that so long as you have Yisrael, that's going to be mafsik between the Kohanim or the Levim, you could call up whoever you want. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, that is the Shita of the Mechaber. The Eli Rabbah writes this also over here. Says in the beginning of Launa Per, Shikara Mitchila called Seder Kitakanus Chachamim, they first called Kohen Levi Yisrael, as Motzer Lasser Velikro Kohen, now you could call another Kohen. Skip the brackets for a minute. V'chei mutter likro sham Levi. The same thing you call Levi, this v'kol aliyas shiurtso. And all the aliyas that you want, you'll be allowed to call a Kohen to Levi so long as you have a hesek in between. You don't have two Kohanim in a row, and you don't have two Levim in a row, because we're afraid they're going to say after you've called two Kohanim, the first Kohen that you called right beforehand is Pogel. Okay, so therefore, that seems to be the way that the Mechaber is passing. The Gra and the Magen Avram, they understood the Mechaber, like he seems to hold, like in the Beis Yosef, that he's not so makel that you could call him up any Aliyahs, but you have to do this order. Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. You can't just go out of order, whatever you want. Okay, but the Sharet Sin over here, in Siv Katan Laman Aleph, writes over here a Lashon that he don't see very often. I'm not sure if I ever seen this lashon in the Shara. So he says, "Birarti das mechaber." I looked very carefully into the das of the mechaber over here. Kvishma beherno to al yirabim primigadim ashtas levush vechena magen avram agrak. If you mash beherno derav yamechaber mashma. According to the magen avram, the grutz mash the divrei mechaber sheein lahateli kros kohen alayvi el inkin yasu od mitchila seder chadash. Dainu kohen levi Yisrael. Unless you start a new seder, you can't call up another kohen. However, I did Ian in this, the Lefize, I looked into the matter. The Lefize loy alam mechaber lahatir b'levi achar levi, behesek Yisrael. It's not mashal like that from the mechaber, because it says you can call up a levi achar levi, behesek Yisrael. It sounds like you're not doing a whole new order. Okay? And therefore, the Das, the Mishnah Berurah over here, is like the Das of Leiter Rabbah. Within Das and Mechaber, you can call up a Kohen or a Levi at any point, and you don't have to do a new order Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And by the way, this is how the Sfardim and Noagim, the Halacha Berurah brings us down, Halacha Lamaisa, that Sfardim and the Sfardim Shol, they will call up a Kohen or a Levi for Chamishi, for Shishi, whatever it might be, so long as there was Yisrael called in between the process. And even though they not do a new order of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, they could call up a Kohen, and the Gabbai would call up Yemod, Yaakov, Ben Yaakov, Yaakov, Ben Yisrael, Afal Pishu, Kohen, or Afal Pishu, Levi, like we say over here in Das Mechaber. Okay, so that is all within the Das Mechaber, and that's how the Sfardim Paskin. The Ramah then goes on and explains Das Mechaber. He goes on and says like this, V'lachein motor la'alos kan kein l'mafter b'chiyai gav. And therefore, we allow him even to get mafter. They get a Kohen or a Levi could get mafter also. But once again, there's no problem of pagam. Siv katan la'amikil m'shabro rotsalomer. She yiskor gan kein shu Kohen or Levi. Could even call him up and even say over here, even though he's a Kohen or a Levi. Okay, it's mashim from the Ramah. If you're calling up for a mafter, Aliyah, once again, you call him Yaakov ben Dama afal pishu Kohen, even though it is mafter. Then he says like this, Inkori mafter stam, ein lachos lefkamo. And if you're calling up mafter stam in some Beit Knesset, okay, we have to realize back in the day, mafter was the least important aliyah. Okay, it was the least important aliyah. Why it's become the most important, okay, that's for another time, but it's been the least important. So therefore, it was so not so important that when they would call up the mafter, they wouldn't even call him up by name. They would say, Yamoda mafter. So he says, the Ramah, if you're in a shul where the minhag is just to call up Yamud HaMafter, therefore you don't have to worry about Pagam at all. Darei lo mazkir shmo, you're not even mentioning his name. And therefore you don't have to say Afal Pishu Kohen. You don't have to say Kohen, Levi. You just call him up and he can come up as Mafter, the Kohen or Levi, or the Yisrael for that matter. Okay, that's all within the first sheet. Then the Ramah brings down another opinion. The Yesh Omrim, De'ein, Likros, Kohen, Olevi, Laminyan Shiva. There are those who say you can never call a Kohen or a Levi for the seven aliyahs or for the amount of aliyahs that you need for that thing. So five aliyahs for the first five aliyahs in Yom Tov, six aliyahs in Yom Kippur, okay, or the seven aliyahs for the seven Kruim on Shabbos, you cannot call a Kohen or Levi. Avala acha shenishlam minyan. However, after you finish the minyan of Kruim for that day, you call only cross Kohen or Levi. And then you could call ahead and call a Kohen a Levi, and says the Ramah v'chinu agim v'nias elu. So the Ramah passed the Halacha Levi, like this other Shita that holds we never call a Kohen or a Levi for the Sheva Kruin. After you finish the seven Aliyahs, you can now call a Kohen a Levi according to the Ramah. Then the Ramah says, Umiyu, b'makam tzorach u'dechak, yesh lismocha svar rishona. But b'makam atachak, you can be sumich on the Svar Rishona. What's the Svar Rishona? The Das Mechaber, the Ramam Gon, that holds that you can call a Kohen or Levi at any point. Okay? So that is the Ramaz Shita. Before we're getting into this Makom HaDechak, exactly what this is, there's actually a third Shita. This third Shita is not the Mechaber, it's not the Ramah, it's the Das Lavush. Das Lavush quoted in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed Vav, V'cheinu Agim, it says, B'Lavush Katav, D'Kayom Afilu Achar Shiva Kruim, Ein Anu Noagim Likrosa. He says, nowadays in Minhag Ashkenaz, is not even to call a Kohen a Levi, even after the seven Aliyahs. El La'acharon Shebehen, V'chein L'mafter, except for two exceptions, only by Acharon, the last Aliyah that's going to be take place in that parasha, and for mafter. But besides for that, says Lavush, we don't call Kohanim and Levi at all. Why dafka these aliyahs? V'chein etekesh ha'achorim, v'atam ita Lavush. The reason is, d'lo chayshinim ba'acharon l'pagam, we have no chashash for pagam by acharon, ki adaram. Because exactly that was not a pagam for the Kohen to get acharon. Ki adarabah bedoros halalu, mechashin acharon choshiv mikulam. We consider the acharon, the one who gets the last aliyah, the choshiv mikulam, lefishu mesayim ha-parsha, because he's in the mesayim of the parsha, ulegadol shebetzivar, according to acharon. Okay? V'alfa pish, according to acharon of a maftir. What about maftir, where you could also call a Kohen? Isn't that a problem? We just said you're not allowed to call Kohen achar Kohen. So according to Minhag Ashkenaz, you could basically have three Kohanim. The Kohen aliyah, Acharon, and then term after. But the problem is, you call Acharon and then after, the Gemara says you can't call Kohen Acher Kohen. So how do you do that? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, that's going to be fine. Why? Hari mafsikin beino veinam after bekadosh. Since there's a fsaka with kadosh, make kadosh after acharon, so therefore you could call up a Kohen in between. Vigama matre makpinim imu Kohen, bafilim acharon ayogan kein Kohen, and choshim ishim Kohen acharon kemenish kadosh masik beinam. Since the kadosh is going to be masik beinam, you don't have to worry, and you could call a Kohen acher Kohen. And that is the minhag Ashkenaz. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is passing like this. The Minhag Ashkenaz is like the Levush, not like the Mechaber, not like the Ramav, that we only call Kohanim or Levim after the Shiva Kruim, only for Acheron and for Maftah. Okay, so those are the three opinions over here, and that is how we pass in Bein Lisvardim and Bein LaAshkenaz. Now, the Ramav did mention over here, you can even paskin like the first opinion. You can even pass like the first opinion. So what's Shas Dechak over here? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamazayin, Kigon B'Simchas Torah, like on Simchas Torah Kai Gavna. Like in this case where you need, well, everyone's got to get an Aliyah. So if you only have these couple of Aliyahs, you're not going to be able to get to all the Kohanim. So Yesh Lisov, the Miyad Shukarik, Gimel Kruim, Harishon, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Motel Kos Achra Kohen Levi. If you need, immediately after Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can now call Kohanim and Levium, Hukabosh Gadzal El Bedasim Mechaber, like we said, Adasim Mechaber. However, over here, since anyways the Ashkenazim are Machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to go according to the Machmir opinion of Adasim Mechaber. When it comes to be Stomach Hashas Dechak, says the Mishnah Berurah, Veda. Dafilu im nismach asvar rishona mikol makom yesh harbe rishonim vachronim shesovrim le'en lahakel likos koin le'evi ba'alma. You can't just call them up stam whenever you want. Elin kein yasu seder chadash. Like the Gron, the Magaravim, but that's the Mechaber. You have to only do it if you start a new seder. Dehainu koin le'evi Yisrael. Okay, since you're going to call Levi after the Kohen, so then you don't have to worry about the Begam at all of the Kohen. So therefore, lechatchilan simchas Torah, where you have to add Aliyahs. So what you should do then is after, if you want to call up another set of Kohan Aliyah, you should have two Kohanim and Leviim. You should Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. And we keep on going through that order, that's permissible for Shas Dechak. But without that, we are not makel in Minhag Ashkenaz, as we mentioned before. What are the other Shas Dechaks? It could be if there's a gigantic simcha, they need so many aliyahs, and the families of the smachot are Kohanim or Leviim. So it could be of what to read Samechan also. In those cases, obviously, you would have to speak of the Rav of the Shul, what he is, feels comfortable with what one could be Samechan. Fine. So that is in terms of Kohanim leaving in the Sharli. Says the Mechaber now in Yedalef. Yesh Misha Omer. Okay, Yesh Misha Omer, over here, we don't have two opinions, over here, we only have one opinion. Was it the Das of the Mechaber in many places, when he only found a Shita in one of the Rishonim, okay, you'll see in the Beis Yosef, he brings down one opinion, and he didn't see it by other Rishonim. Sometimes he'll say it, Belashon Yesh Misha Omer, just to hint to the fact that he only found it in one Rishon. He is still passing like that, Alach Lamaisa, but he brings it down, B'Shem Yesh Misha Omer. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Misha Omer, Shim Kara Chazan, Kohen Olevi V'Einu Shan. He calls up, Yamod Yaakov Ben David HaKohen. And they look around, and Yaakov ben David is not there. He's not in the shul. What do you do then? So lo yikra la'achar b'shem. If you need, obviously you have to call up another coin. So now you're calling Simcha ben Reuven. Simcha ben Reuven, coin. You don't call him up by his name. You don't call Simcha ben Reuven up to the Torah by name. Mishum pegamo shal rishon, because people are going to think that Yaakov ben David was something wrong with him. It's not that he's not there. They're going to think that someone whispered in the Gabbai's ear, you know what? He's not really a Kohen. His father married a Grusha, whatever it might be. And they're going to think that Yaakov ben David is a Pogum Kohen. And therefore, he is not, that we don't call him, therefore, we call up the second guy. We don't call him up by name to hint to the fact that this is not because there was anything wrong with the first guy. He's just not there. Ella Acher Yala Mi'atzvo, he just signals to the Simcha Ben Reuven, and he comes up to the Bima himself, and he does not call him up by name. V'chei Nagu, says Ramah. The Ramah writes that this is the Minhag. Okay? This is the Minhag. Shliach Tzibur Shu Kohen. If the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, it seems to me this maybe is the Gabe, but it seems from the Mishnah Berurah he understood that this is Mamas the Chazin. Okay? Shliach Tzibur Hu Shu is a Kohen. Yachol Likro Kohen Acher L'Torah. He can call up another Kohen. The Shliach Tzibur does not have to be. The coin, if the Shliach Tzibur is a coin, he does not have to get the coin Aliyah. Rather, you could call up someone else to the Torah. The reason why he said that, it could be they're talking about the Gabbai, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to be over here. He says also the same thing by the Gabbai. Mishnah Berurah Membeis, three lines in, he says, Vafili Maskan. The Skan over here, he's the Gabbai. Vafili Maskanu Kohen. And he is in his hands to call up whoever he wants from the Torah. Oh, makom shekoni mitzvos aliyas laTorah, vakona mitzvos akoin alevi. And if places where they sell aliyas, and the one who buys the kohen aliyah is a kohen or a levi, yachol etzavos lekros the kohen acher, the kohen olevi acher ve'ema zemishum pagam. The gabai or someone who buys aliyah is allowed to mechabe with another kohen or levi with the kohen or levi aliyah. People might come to think, well, why is the gabai taking aliyah? Because he's pagum. Okay, or the guy who bought the aliyah, why isn't he bought the aliyah for $1,000? Why isn't he taking it? Obviously, he's not a kohen. No, we don't worry about that. We understand people are mechabit other people, and therefore, it is permissible for them to go ahead and give out the aliyah. So the point over here is, if the kohen is not in shul, you don't call him up by the second guy by name. We're afraid, once again, we've seen so many halachas, we're afraid of people's sensitivities, where people are going to start talking, and it's going to embarrass the other person. People are going to think that there's something wrong with him. However, there are a couple of exceptions to the rules. Number one is Mishnah Brusi Kadin Lachlamaches by Yisrael. Let's say this is by Kohen Alevi. What if he calls up a Yisrael to the Torah and he's not there? So then says the Mishnah Brua, Aval be Yisrael in Karov, Einu Sham. If he calls up a Yisrael and he's not there, Yachol Yikros La'achar Bishmo, he could call up another person by his name. Di be Yisrael o Shaykh Pagam, like we saw earlier on, a Yisrael is no Shaykh by Pagam by Yisrael. Because even if he's a Mamzer, you're allowed to call him up to the Torah. So there's no worse thing than being a Mamzer. But nevertheless, a Mamzer is allowed to get a Yisrael Aliyah. So therefore, there's no Chashash by Pagam for Yisrael. And therefore, if the Yisrael's not there, you could call up a new Yisrael, even with his name. Then the Mishnah Berurah says this, Katan Lamates, Ve'enu Sham. We said this is all talking about when the Kohen is not there. Vim Ota Kohen Mitpalel, says the Mishnah Berurah. What if the Kohen is there? He's just in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and that's why he can't come up. Mutter Likros Acher B'Shem, in this case also, you call up the second Kohen by name. Why? Da'kol Roim Shebishvil She'eni Yachol Ha'asik B'Tfilo Einu Ola. Because everyone sees that the Kohen's there. Yaakov Ben Dabi sitting there in the shul. He's just davening in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So no one's going to think he's Pagum, and therefore he could call Simcha ben Reuven, and he call him up even by name, and that would not be a problem. And the last thing is, in Siv Katan Men, he says, Mishu Pagamo, the Yisburu should know that the Betel Kachshu Pagum, people are thinking he's Pagum. V'katva achronim, miko makom, b'no mutterly kros b'shein. If his son is in Shul, you could call up the son, and you could call him up even by name. Din ita shu Pagum, apinok Pagum. Because what are people going to think? The father was Pagum? If the father was Pagum, then his son would also be Pagum. So the fact that you're calling up the son to the Aliyah, that would take care of this problem, and therefore you'd be able to call up the son for the Aliyah, and that would not be a problem. Next time we'll get to this case of Ir Shekul Kohani. What if you have a minion of all Kohani, or all of Viyam? What would you do in that case? How do you call up the Aliyahs and get out of the problems that we discussed today? Akka.